So, Darryl, you're back at the Steelers, but in a very different role as assistant coach. What attracted you to applying for this job?
I just think a chance to work with somebody like Paul Thompson, a guy who's, I mean, British ice hockey royalty in my mind, just kind of a living legend to the folks in the UK. I think a chance to work with him and a chance to kind of make the transition into coaching and learn from a guy that's had a lot of success and a lot of experience in the international stage, and a chance to come back and work in Sheffield. I think that was the biggest draw when he proposed it, that I thought that I would enjoy. And I think there's still an option to maybe play if injuries happen. But I was just really attracted to the opportunity to work with Paul and be back with the Steelers again and help defend our league title.
How exciting is this for you? Obviously, a kind of new step in your career. Is this the right time for that kind of transition in your mind?
I think so. I think, I'm at 35. I thought that now was the time if I wanted to get into it. I thought while I had the opportunity to be a place where I was comfortable and, like I said, be with a man like Paul that has had, just incredible experience on the international stage, I've been really excited. It's an opportunity for me to see if it's, one, something that I enjoy, and two, something that I can transition into making it a career. And that was something I thought was something I couldn't pass up.
So a chance to maybe dip your toe into coaching. Do you have aspirations to obviously move into this, to possibly one day move into a head coaching role and on in that respect?
Well, I'd like to. My father coaches over here in North America. He's coached in NHL and at various junior levels. And I've always grown up with that in my background since I was 5-6 years old. I've grown up with a hockey coach father, and he taught me a lot. But this was something that I thought was, especially with the relationship I had from playing there last year, and a chance to go in a place where I felt comfortable and being around players that I knew and guys that would kind of help me ease into it and help me along with it. I thought it was just a great fit. And to get back and work with the Smith family and the Steelers community there, they were fantastic last year. And I think, like I said, a chance to defend a league title is something that I really want to be part of as well.
What are you hoping to bring to the role? Obviously, your first role in coaching, what are you hoping to bring to it?
I'm just hoping to bring a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm and a very desirable work ethic. I'm just starting out. I want to make everything run well. I want to do my job as well as I can. So I think, Paul's going to lead me in the right direction, and that's something that I'm excited about. It's something that obviously is going to be a little new to start off. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but I think that's the group to do it around. I think right there, it's an opportunity to be taught by one of the greats and to be worked around a lot of guys I have a familiarity with. And I think that if I can and work as hard as I can and bring that, like I said, energy and enthusiasm, I think things will work out well.
Looking at the coaches you've played under in the past, which have been the most influential for you?
Actually, one of the guys was an old Steeler, a guy named Derek Laxtal, who's transitioned. He started off, actually, I think, as a Steelers player coach and transitioned that into coming back to North America and getting in the Central Hockey League and then moving to the ECHL and then junior hockey, and now he's in the American Hockey League. So if I could pattern my career after anybody, obviously I'd like to be like Derek, but right now I haven't stood behind the bench. I haven't done anything like that. I haven't put together a practice plan or a game plan for anybody. So, this is all new to me. This is something that I've learned just watching my father do, and something that I think for me allows me to stay in the game and allows me to be part of a winning group and a winning tradition in Sheffield. And that was something that I felt that, getting a little older is something I wanted to try before I decided to move on with real life or continue in hockey.
You mentioned, obviously, your father, Don Hay. When we look at his coaching CV, he's worked for the Calgary Flames, the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, Arizona as well. Did you speak to him much about making this transition, moving into coaching?
No, I didn't really speak a lot to him. I know he was just kind of the same way. He goes, if you feel like you can give up playing and you want to stay in the game, then, that's a choice you're going to have to make. But he goes, I started coaching because I couldn't play anymore. He goes, I think you had a good year last year and you could probably play if you want to, and that's a decision you have to make. He goes, obviously the coach there knows what he's talking about. He sees something new that he likes, and he goes, that's, you mean, I got to make you feel pretty good. And it's an opportunity to learn away from Canada, away from him, and get my feet wet without having him as a parachute over me.
Was the opportunity to, still to play and being registered to play, I'm guessing you won't necessarily be expected to, but was that an attractive option as well?
Yeah, I think the way Paul explained it was, if something happens or something comes up where I'm needed or of an emergency situation, you know, I'm still going to train like I'm a player. I'm still going to look after myself like that, and I'm still going to prepare like I might play. But the same sense, too, this just gives me a little extra responsibility. And I like I said, I enjoyed my time so much last year in Sheffield, and wearing that Steelers jersey that I thought this was, I can have the best of both worlds and be part of the coaching side and be part of the playing side if they need me and be able to chip in where I can.
Was it a tough decision to obviously take a slight backward step from playing after such a long career?
I think so. I mean, it's always tough to give up that competitiveness of it, I think, though. I mean, you just redirect that competitiveness into a different way in the preparation and the game planning and the practice and the team building part of it. And I think it's still the challenge of being part of a winning team, but it's just in a little different aspect. I mean, I think that the one good thing is that I know a lot of the guys. And I mean, I remember sitting in the back of the bus always complaining about coaches over my career, so I know what they're going to be. We're going to be talking about what they're going to be angry about, and hopefully that I can make that a little easier as we go along.